And Natasha Leonard, we just have about 30 seconds, but you've noted that universities are not only facing attacks from Congress, they're also being subjected to lawsuits all around the country. Can you talk about that briefly?
Yes, we've seen a series of litigation, including at NYU, Columbia, Harvard, UCLA, bought by often unnamed students and faculty, often very frivolous suits that universities are forced to answer to nonetheless, and then through settlements and often non-public agreements are then forced to change policy, often leading to the conflation of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism.
We're going to have to leave it there, but we're going to continue this discussion over time. We'll link to your piece, Natasha Leonard. College administrators spent summer break dreaming up ways to squash Gaza protests. She's at the New School. Columbia Law Professor Catherine Franke, Kathleen Paradis, civil rights lawyer, and Stephen Thrasher. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Hot Girl Summer edition of
Be Banter.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're actually coming at you from Markham, Ontario. We're not in Kingston right
from
now.
From the gay place.
From the gay place, as one of my coworkers called it, unfortunately.
Yeah, you thought you got rid of us.
Yeah, but we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We don't know, like, how often we're going to be doing episodes, but hopefully we'll be able to do them more.
That might be
frequently.
A positive or negative on depending who's listening.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So it might be a gift in disguise, who knows?
Exactly.
But, yeah, we're going to play a few songs for you. Start it off easy for the summer, and then maybe in a little bit, it'll get a bit scarier.
These are just songs that we've been, like, listening to kind of recently, and maybe songs that have come out recently as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of, like... We want to just give you a vibe of, like, what we've been on.
A little sneak peek before we drop the
album of the summer.
The album of the summer, which is our album.
Our album, which is coming out Friday.
Yeah.
So the day after this comes out.
So follow the Insta, comment.
Yeah.
Everyone play the album at one volume, 24/7.
The album? Yeah.
You can say it.
It's Churning Butter by Churning Butter. Our band. So check it
out. Our self-titled EP.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
We're so excited. So, do you want to rock, paper, scissors to see this?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, smash. I win.
Sarah wins. She gets to go first.
So the first two songs that I'm going to be playing this episode is... I'll start it off with something that me and Aiden have been listening to a lot. So I'm going to play 360 by Charlie XCX.
Real, real.
She Eats. And then in terms of, like, new music, something... None of them are on the same vibe as that, but I'm going to play Mannequin Pussy, I Don't Know You. This is from their new album that came out this year. So, yeah, just another banger.
All right, well, I'll play them tunes.
Julia, CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Oh, you just listened to 360 by CharlieXCX and I Don't Know You by Mannequin Pussy on CFRC.
Bangers, bangers, bangers.
Bangers.
360 was like low-key my song for a hot minute there.
That's my song of the summer.
That is kind of the song of the summer.
After watching Uncut Gems, I can relate now.
Yeah, when she said, I'm so Julia.
Yeah. I thought for the longest time she was saying, I'm so social, yeah.
Yeah, like, I couldn't tell what she was saying, but I guess she's just Julia Fox.
And she's a sewer slut. Yeah. And I love that, because so am I.
Well... Anyway, and then the Mannequin Pussy song, pretty good.
Banger. That album's really good. Ever since, like, 2019, like, I've been listening to them, mm-hmm. and I just feel like this album is all, like, really good. Mm-hmm. Patience is also a really good album by theirs, if you, mm-hmm. like, want to get into them.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Huge.
Banger. What songs do you have for me now?
Okay. So the songs that I'm going to be playing are Lunch by Billie Eilish, mm. which just came out this week. Really good. Really good new album. I'm really liking it. I've been spinning it a little bit. And this song is kind of song of the summer vibes too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other song I'm going to be playing is Straight and Tall by Nick Craven and Boldy James. So Boldy James is like a rapper who's, like, kind of associated with, like, the Griselda crew, if you know. Mm-hmm. You probably don't. But, yeah. And then, like, Nick Craven is actually a Montreal producer, which I didn't realize was a thing until I was listening to the album, and they had, like, this interlude where Boldy James just talks about how, like, actually people are, like, sleeping on Canada. Like, people always forget mm-hmm. about Canada. And then I was like, oh, okay, Montreal producer.
Okay, The Weeknd,
yeah. So we'll play them.
Play them.
She dances on my tongue, tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough, I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush, huh? Call me when you're there, I said I bought you something rare. And I left it under clear. So now she's coming up the stairs, so I'm pulling up the chair. Baby, I think you were made for me. Somebody write down the recipe. Been trying hard not to overeat. You're just so sweet. I wanna shower for you like you want. Clothes on the counter for you, try them on. If I'm allowed, I'll help you take them. In the mirror, oh my god, her skin's so clear. Tell her, bring it over here. You need a seat, I'll volunteer. Now she's smiling ear to ear. She's the headlights on the deer. I've said it all before, but I'll say it again. I'm interested in more than just being a friend. I don't wanna break it, just want it to end. Do you know how to bend? I could eat that girl for lunch. She dances on my tongue. I know it's just a hunch, but she might be the one. I'm
Hogwarts. To a track from a teeny to a baseball. Now I cut up 288 eight balls. Know some real n****s in the pen, free eight ball. Blew up in the 10 like MJG and eight ball. Then see more bricks of China stacked in the Great Wall. On my third strike, it's just a friendly game of baseball. Been having motion with the pills, cocaine and door. All of my soldiers in the field grew up straight and tall. All of my soldiers in the field stood up straight and tall. Of an orphan, we who ate the sharks, call me Jim Star, cousin cut razor sharp, big 227 patriarch, took the panties off the pint, had her showing all her lady parts, we done went digital, my talking state of art, these ain't no killer whales, just some baby sharks, pocket like a long shark, finna take the charge, $1,000 chrome hard hoodie, I be breaking hearts, it's Heartbreak Hotel, and I'm the hitman, told my teacher when I grow up, I'ma be the brick man. Big creature, know that we some pig pins, puzzle piece and all the jigs, saw down in St. Paul. May the best man win when it takes off. May the best man win when it takes off. I pray my left hand spin if they take me off. Make sure that my son know that I always stood up straight and tall. To a track from a teeny to a baseball. Now I cut up 288 eight balls. Know some real n****s in the pen, free eight ball. Blew up in the 10 like MJG and eight ball. Then see more bricks of China stacked in the Great Wall. On my third strike, it's just a friendly game of baseball. Been having motion with the pills, cocaine and door. All of my soldiers in the field grew up straight and tall. Catching pops at the Valero, I was selling dope. Big can barrel looked like the back of a telescope. Weather the storm, had the shivers, damaging my liver. Had to plow through the snowstorm, now my neck a blizzard. 300 diddy bop bop. If I press the issue, you expecting got shot. We respect who hit you. Beam on the Cyclops. I thread the needle, big creature like I'm Sasquatch with this Desert Eagle. A hidden flush, dead in this bar spot. From where we treat the blue and whites like some mall cops. My feds double bunking beds on the compound. I'm just trying to stay the f*** out of the way, my dog. To a track from a teeny to a baseball. Now I cut up 288 eight balls. Know some real n****s in the pen, free eight ball. Blew up in the 10 like MJG and eight ball. Then see more bricks of China stacked in the Great Wall. On my third strike, it's just a friendly game of baseball. Been having motion with the pills, cocaine and dog. All of my soldiers in the field grew up straight and tall. All of my soldiers in the field stood up straight and tall.
Everybody grows straight and tall. Everybody knows when.
Just listen to Lunch by Billie Eilish and Straight and Tall by Boldy James and Nick Craven on CFRC.
A banger.
Banger.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on the Billie song, the Billie album?
Oh, I really like this album. I think more than her other ones. It just, like, I don't know. I just vibe with it more.
It hits different.
It hits different. Yeah. I never listened to her consistently, but this one just feels more, like, put together, and I really like it.
I think, like, it has the most cohesive sound of any of her albums, and it feels like she's doing, like, a different, like, she's doing more, like, dancey stuff.
Which I think I prefer a lot.
Yeah.
Lunch is a banger.
Banger.
Chihiro, I think, is, like, the
Chihiro
best song.
Chihiro is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But banger album, I really like it so far.
And then, I love this album. It's from the album, the Boldy James song is from the album Fair Exchange, No Robbery. Really good. The cover is beautiful.
Is it a photo of me?
Of course. How'd you know? It's just a really great album. It's really solid hip-hop album, if anyone's interested.
The tempo of that song is really cool.
Yeah, I love the beats because that beat is, like, it's almost like drumless.
Yeah.
It's, like, his production reminds me a lot of, like, The Alchemist, stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. people who've worked with, like, Earl Sweatshirt, stuff like that. Huge. Anyway.
We're bangers.
Bangers. So, what are your next two songs?
So, my next two songs, I'm going to play a couple more of, like, new release albums. Mm-hmm. So, the new Crumb album just came out, so everyone should take a listen to that, but I'm going to play The Bug from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Babehoven is a great, like, small duo band mm-hmm. that I got to see when they opened from Slowpulp, and they just, like, make really beautiful music.
Huge.
So I'm going to play Bird's Eye from their new album. I think the album is called Lightness is Loud. That might be completely wrong, but that album is really good, and this is one of my favorite songs from it. So those are the tunes I'm going to be playing.
All right, let's play them.
Sometimes we travel, monsters. listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website, cfrc.ca. Thank you for your support.
You just listened to The Bug by Crumb and Bird's Eye by Beethoven on CFRC.
Banger. Crumb, I love whoever the drummer is.
Yeah.
Kills it every time. I love, like, it's almost like drum and bass drum, mm-hmm. or, like, even jungle or something.
And they always do a good job of just getting, like, chaotic by the end.
Yeah.
Like you think they're, like, very, like, slow paced or the whole thing, but yeah.
It's a lot of, like, noise and, like, effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the vocal effects where it, like, yeah, you're right, it sounds like a mosquito is,
yeah,
like,
at the coming end.
Around you or something.
Yeah, for the longest time, they just kept releasing, like, EP after EP, mm-hmm. but then they released, like, 3 albums, and they're all just, like, top to bottom, like, really thought out, which is really nice.
Okay.
And this one also slaps. And I'm gonna go see them at the end of the summer, so it's gonna be fun.
True.
Yay! Oh my god, wait, back to Charli XCX. My brother, 28-year-old brother, is gonna be front row at the Charli XCX Troye Sivan show in Toronto.
Oh my god.
You know he's gonna wait, so get ready for a photo of me with a Charli XCX merch that says Brat. That's it.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, and then I might ask your brother to buy me merch too.
Yeah, you can get a crop top too.
Yeah, I need the Brat shirt.
Yeah, Beethoven, really great. I got to talk to them after their show for a little bit, and they're just like really sweet, and they just make very like, I don't know. It's very simple, but it's like beautiful.
Yeah,
that's my team.
Huge. Okay, so
now your Dunes Plague.
Yeah, so the next song that I'm going to be playing is "Not Like Us" by Kendrick Lamar. Now, if you don't know what the song is, Kendrick Lamar and Drake were in a little bit of a rap feud, a little bit of a rap beef. And Kendrick, I think, has unanimously been declared the victor.
Yeah.
But this song is basically just him tap dancing on Drake's grave and calling him a pedophile. So yeah.
I only recently heard the Drake reply, like, a few days ago, and it was just, like,
it's so weak.
It's just Drake being like, I'm not a pedophile, you would have known if I was.
Yeah, like, he was like, I'm too famous to be a pedophile. I'm like, have you seen the news recently?
And then he's like, Millie Bobby Brown, and I was like, who?
Yeah, no one talked about Millie Bobby Brown. He's so weird. Anyway, yeah. I'm so over Drake. I never liked Drake. I'll just stand by that. Anyway.
Was it J. Cole who retracted it and was like, I take it back?
Yeah, I take it back. Good for him. He made the right choice.
Yeah, he made the right choice.
Anyway, and then the second song I'm going to be playing is called Pay Me by Rada, and it's produced by Endeavor. I just found this song randomly on my Spotify recommended, and it's so good. It's like a club. I just need to hear this in the club at some point.
Is it a club classic?
It's a club classic.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we'll play them.
Play them.
I see dead people. Ike, Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap, he a freak, though, man, damn, call like Amber Lambs, tell him please, bro, Nella, to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these jabroni, trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, for Marlon, the mama, how many ops you really got, I mean, it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, beat your f***ing hot the Bible if God watching, sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pull on him, extort, bully the flow on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 dot him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that open show gon' be your last stop. It cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl, bird, and bird, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something be rest, that's for you Malibu most wanted. Ain't no love boy, you ball boy, fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You need to get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes or over your foe. The other vaginal option. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell the pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He f around, get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs a subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you. It's like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me. And I'ma send it up the Pac. Ayy, put the road label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ayy, sweet chin music. And I won't pass the ox. Ayy, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ayy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ayy, devil is a lie. Here, 69. God, I freaky need to stay the ass inside. I roll that up like a fresh pack of Zod. I city is back up. It's a must. We outside. I they not like us. 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 Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You call future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Little baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. But 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth for the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freak. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your
me
life.
Say OV.
OV.
Say OV.
OV.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Lord, you're so
the AMF.
Anonymous Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The food bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the food bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
You just listened to Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar and Pay Me by Rada on CFRC.
Bangers.
I mean, Not Like Us is a West Coast classic at this point, yeah. Honestly.
I learned all of the beef as it was happening. Yeah. I didn't, like, know it existed.
Yeah. I was, like, it was actually crazy, like, in this, like, checking Twitter every day, being like, when are they gonna drop? When's the next one gonna drop? And, okay, actually, so, the song before this, Meet the Grams, yeah. That's the one where he first calls Drake a pedophile.
Yeah.
Me and Evan, Sarah's boyfriend, he was driving me back to my house or whatever, and then one of my friends texts me and is like, did you see Drake and Kendrick both dropped? And so in the car we listened to the Drake song and then the Kendrick song, we were like, oh, it's over. Kendrick won.
Easy. I didn't even like hear when Drake released like The Hurt Part 6 or whatever. Yeah, like, yeah.
It got a clip, like he dropped it after this song and it got eclipsed by this one.
Yeah.
So, because this was still on the Billboard like number one song in the world type thing.
And the Her Pro 6 is just the one where he's like, I'm not a pedophile, like, you would know.
Yeah,
like,
you would know if I was a pedophile, as if, like, he hasn't been hanging with young girls for his entire career, so whatever. He's a freak. He's a fan, as Kendrick Lamar says. Anyway.
He looks like a bad next to...
Yeah, when I see you stand by sexy red, I believe you see too bad. Yeah. Banger. Anyway.
Song, Club Classic.
Club Classic. I mean, I need to hear this in a club at some point.
Yeah, I need to hear, like, Iggy Azalea have a
Pink. Oh my god. I was saying, like, this song could totally have a Playboy Cardi feature. Yeah. It could totally have a Pink Panthers feature. It could totally have a Lil Yachty feature.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This song, I mean, I think it should be huge. But, you know.
Yeah.
We don't live in a fair world. So, no. But yeah. It will be huge one day. It will be huge once we start playing it in the club. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
With Churning Butter. Okay.
Okay, your last two songs.
My last two songs. So these ones just, like, aren't the new songs that I've been listening to, but they're Canadian, so we're playing them. Fleece, I think I played them on the show once before, but they're from Montreal, and they're just, like, great and funky and just, like, fun music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing Like It A Lot by Fleece. And then Tim Baker, I'm going to be playing Someday. My trauma story with Tim Baker is in Kingston, for some reason, Tim Baker and Haley Hendricks were playing together in Kingston.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my god, this is a fun, let me buy a ticket, even though it was in the middle of exam season.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? I get engulfed in kinematics, and I literally forget to go.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
I don't think you told me about that.
I was really sad. Me and Nolan, who's been on the show, bought tickets, were just, like, so stressed out about our exams. Literally, like, at 10 p.m. the day of the concert, we'd both text each other, and we're like, oh my god, we forgot to go.
That's crazy.
So, what could have been? But
we could have had Tim Baker on.
Yeah, too bad I, like, forgot.
Yeah,
no, that's but okay. Great, anyway, so we'll play them.
Okay, play them.
How am I supposed to know? Let the power go. No trying to lose it all. Control.
control. Power's falling apart now. And I like it a lot. Yeah, I like it a lot, and it's fun. Yeah, I like it. Woo! And it's fun.
Sunday pavement somewhere.
just listened to Like It A Lot by Fleece and Someday by Tim Baker on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
That first song, I was saying, like sounds like something that would end, like, a teen movie or, like, yeah. a rom-com or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. that feel-good kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know?
They just, like, have, like, a lot of fun with their music, which yeah. is, like, refreshing to hear sometimes. Like, it's just, like, fun for the sake of being fun.
Yeah. Just like us.
Just like just us. Like no, us. We take ours. This is very serious.
Oh, yeah. Our music is so serious. Yeah. We have to do an episode once the album drops with, like, the band.
We will.
We have to.
And then on our own, we'll just... Every episode will now just be us playing the album.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, Fleece is super fun. And they make great music. Their cover, however, is, like, them in, like, a Demogorgon suit head. So I don't know how I feel about that.
But, yeah.
And that's fine. And
that's fine.
Tim Baker, you know, maybe I would have loved you live.
Yeah.
Too bad I missed it.
Too
sorry.
Bad you missed the concert. That's crazy.
But, yeah. I find the duos that people go on tour so interesting sometimes. Like, I always wonder, like, how that comes about.
Yeah. How they know each other, even.
Because they're both not Canadian. Like, it's Hayley Hendricks and Tim Baker. Oh, well, Tim Baker's Canadian.
Yeah.
But, like, why is she coming to Kingston?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
That's surprising. I mean, it shouldn't be surprising.
Sorry,
#I love Kingston. I actually do love Kingston, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, being back in, being in Markham.
Being in Markham. My coworker literally said, we already talked about that.
Oh, you're from Markham? The gay place?
The gay place. I was like, that is so, why did he clock me like that? That's crazy.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to be playing my last two songs. So the first song that I'm going to be playing is... You know what? I'll play the classical one first.
Okay.
I've been listening to classical music at my job, and I've been listening to a lot of Glenn Gould,
mm-hmm.
Canadian composer. And so this is his take on Bach's Goldberg Variations. It's called Variation 16 Overture A1 Clave. I love classical titles.
The Hurt Part 7.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, what is going on here? It's just like letters and numbers. But yeah, so I'll play that song. And then I'm going to be playing a song that I found by watching a movie. It's called Acrophobia by Penguin Villa. And it is the credits music for the movie Uncle Boon Me, which is a good movie. I love it. And I just love this song. It's a banger. So we'll play
banger,
it.
Banger, play it.
สูงไปมันก็แพ้ บนนั้นมันช่างสูงได้ยินไหมคุณก็เธอลดลงมาหากันหน่อยนะครับก็ผมนั้นกลัวความสูงแค่มองยังไม่กล้าจะโดดไต่ลงมาจะอยู่แต่บนฟ้าฉันสูงได้ยินไหมคุณก็เธอลดลงมาหากันหน่อยนะครับก็ผมนั้นกลัวความสูงแค่มองยังไม่กล้าก็โดดไต่ลงมาจะอยู่แต่บนฟ้าผมไม่กล้ามอง
You just listened to Goldberg Variations BWV 988 Variation 16 Overture at One Clef by Glenn Gould and Acrophobia by Penguin Villa on CFRC.
That's crazy. Penguin Villa?
Penguin Villa. Honestly, I have to start listening to their music because that song is a banger.
Yeah. There's feel like Alaska B would love that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's a part that sounds like Midwest emo for like 3 seconds.
It sounds like the backseat. What's it called? No. Not the Backseat Lovers.
What? Which song?
What's like the incel band? With the two what? Little people?
Hobo Johnson? I don't know.
Oh, Hobo Johnson is an incel band, yeah. But the other one?
I don't know. That's not a good description.
Pause.
Okay, wait, we'll pause recording.
Unpause. Carsey Headrest, that's the incel band.
Okay, Carsey Headrest is not an incel band, but that's fine. They're just a furry band. You just don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag pent up.
Hashtag pent up.
But... Yeah, that was Slay. The first song, crazy. I think the two artists should collab.
Yeah,
from Penguin Villa.
Yeah, yeah.
And Glenn Gould.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, Glenn Gould's kind of dead now, but that's fine.
Well.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the goat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's about it for us today.
Yeah. Wait, on that note, because of the Penguin Villa song, I think a good next episode should be a movie soundtrack. Like,
That would be good.
Yeah.
We have to find Canadian movie soundtracks, though.
Other segue.
Yeah.
Can anyone, if anyone's listening, please explain to me why Jacob Elordi and Uma Thurman are in a movie together called O Canada?
Yeah, what's going on?
Like, I just need someone to, like, explain it to me.
Yeah, what does that mean? What is it about?
Why is it Uma Thurman and Jacob Elordi? Like, I just need to know. But other than that, that's all we have for you this week. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to another episode of
The Banter. The only show.
Bye.
Bye.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents The Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shay, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est La Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless dance.